Today's edition of the Barn In Depth is brought to you in part by Everything Starts With the Soil, and that's what the Farming Evolution 2020 event is all about. Featured presenters include Jimmy Emmons, Julie Peterson, Beth Reynolds, Virginia Jin, Dwayne Beck, and Steve Tucker. That's Farming Evolution 2020, February 19th and 20th at the Phillips County Event Center in Holyoke. For complete details and registration information, Google search Farming Evolution 2020 or check out the story posted online inside the barn.
Old MacDonald had a farm. Well, technically, I guess. Old MacDonald has farms and ranches. And on that ranch, he helps preserve our native grasslands and wildlife with integrity, perseverance, and an app. Ranch tools sure have changed. Meet today's farmers and ranchers who bring beef from pasture to plate at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Brought to you by the Colorado Beef Council, proudly representing the farming and ranching families of Colorado. Welcome back to today's edition of the Barn In Depth. I'm Brian Ulmer, and joining me, as he does each week, is auctioneer Tanner Ganode from Livestock Exchange, LLC in Brush, Colorado, in with a preview of this week's cattle auctions. But first, a look back at last week's cattle and hay auctions. Tyler?
This past week at the auction, we had receipts of 1,161 head of cattle at our sale on Thursday. On the butcher and feeding type cows would be fully steady with the previous week. Better into the good weight cows, holding the range from 57 up to 75, while the older, thinner type cows, mainly brought from 45 up to 56. Slaughter bulls holding the range from 83 up to 95. We did have the Snowbird Angus production sale with a very good market on the bulls and the females as well. Then we did have a really nice offering of bred cows and pairs, bred heifers, and second calves. Bred males mostly sold in the range from $1,300 up to $1,600, while the solid mouth cows mainly brought from $1,100 up to $1,450. Short term bred cows mainly sold in the range from $750 up to $1,075, depending on quality. Overall, a very active market on the bred stock for the week, with buyers showing good demand on all ages of the bred cows. Also, this past Saturday, we did have another successful hay auction. Alfalfa and grass type hay mainly brought from $140 up to $170 per ton, depending on quality, with instances of premium hay bringing well over $200. Millet, oats, and the rough hay mainly sold in range from $90 to $125 per ton. Upcoming this week at the auction, we'll be having our regular cow sale on Thursday, starting at 9 a.m. on weigh-up cows, bulls, and heiferettes, with bred cows and pairs to sell at 1 o'clock. Then on Friday, we're having a stocker and feeder calf special. Looks like a really good run once again this week. 1,200 to 1,500 head of the fancy calves and yearlings for that sale. We will be back tomorrow with a complete rundown of consignments for the week. For more information on this or any upcoming sales, you can always call the office at 970-842-5115, or you can always visit our website at livestockexchange.org.
Thanks, Tyler. Don't forget there's more in the ag markets and more ag news online at barnmedia.net.